2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time 7:30.
It's 27 degrees.
Wet roads starting to spread further south into Davis County from the storm. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Eye on the Hill 2021. Special coverage on Utah's morning news.
Utah lawmakers trying to put the state in charge of gun laws here in Utah, not local leaders, and possibly not even the feds in some situations.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage. Eye on the Hill 2021. Mary?
Amanda, this bill effectively gives the state legislature the final say on all gun laws in Utah, meaning cities or counties cannot create their own rules. It kind of seems to go right at Salt Lake County's order last year requiring background checks at gun shows, so the bill's sponsor says it was not the entire intent. The bill says Utah will not enforce certain federal firearm regulations as well. Democrats worry about the legal repercussions of that, but supporters say this sets up some strong states' rights. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Another Utah bill requiring police to undergo de-escalation training passed the full House and a Senate committee. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly continues our team coverage. Eye on the Hill 2021.
The training focuses on mental health, increased communication, and arrest control. The curriculum will teach officers to slow down a situation and create space when they're confronted with a dangerous situation. The U.S. Department of Justice says citizens base the perception of police officers from their last encounter with one. And having law enforcement agencies which can calmly speak to people in crisis will reduce the incidents typically ending in use of force. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. An analysis by U.S. regulators says Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine is effective in protecting against COVID-19. The report released a short time ago confirmed that overall the vaccine is about 66% effective at preventing moderate to severe COVID-19. On Friday, a panel of experts will debate if the evidence is strong enough to recommend the shot be distributed around the country.
The seven Rochester, New York officers who were investigated by the New York State Attorney General for their role in the death of Daniel Prude last March will not face criminal charges.
There are no charges against the seven Rochester, New York police officers involved in the death of Daniel Prude.
We presented the strongest case possible, but today the grand jury decided not to indict any police officer on charges related to Daniel Prude's death.
Prude, an unarmed black man suffering a mental health crisis, died after being in police custody last March.
One recognizes the influence of race.
Police body camera video shows officers in March covering Prude's head with a spit hood, later pinning him to the ground before he stopped breathing. Prude died 7 days later, the medical examiner calling Prude's death a homicide.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos reporting.
A vigil was held last night in Georgia to remember Ahmaud Arbery, the 25-year-old black man shot and killed 1 year ago while jogging. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, claims police and the suspects engaged in a cover-up. She's now suing for $1 million. Her attorney, Lee Merritt, spoke about the newly filed suit's timing.
She wants the world to know that she's not done fighting for her son, that she's going to have justice criminally and civilly, and it's going to be more than just the terrible men who acted, but everybody who justified and denied her and left her in the dark for so long.
Three men face charges in Arbery's death.
Business ethics professors at BYU say their training is going to a completely new kind of student, Green Beret and Navy SEALs. They say military leaders reached out to them because ethical problems during warfare are similar to the world of business. We get the details from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Over the past three decades, BYU professor of ethics and leadership Brad Eagle has been asking business leaders what kind of dilemmas they have gone through, and he started to notice a pattern.
97% of all ethical dilemmas that people face in organizational life fall into one of 13 general categories.
Some of those include, what would you do if your supervisor asked you to do something unethical? Eagle says the U.S. Special Operations Command asked him and his co-author to turn their book, The 13 Dilemmas, into a field guide for special forces units.
We replaced all the business stories with their actual special operator stories.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. A bit of a change in the forecast. Yesterday, we were in the mid to upper 40s. Today, highs aren't expected to get out of the 30s.
Well, after the big-time snows last week, we've got some smaller storms moving in. One today will bring in some scattered snow showers, mainly afternoon. Very light amounts of accumulation, just dustings at best. The mountains could see a couple of inches out of the scattered snow showers that they will see this afternoon.
Grant says it looks like there are more showers on the way for Friday and Saturday as well. Temperatures should start to climb back into the normal range next week.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.